Two out and nobody on for Colby Rasmus. Came off the DL today. He had been out since August 7th, having surgery to remove a cyst in his right ear. It was affecting his balance, his equilibrium. 0 for 23 before he finally went on the disabled list.
That imbalance was also causing Colby to change his swing because he wasn't picking up the ball very quickly. And you can't discount the fact that he's a very, very popular guy in the clubhouse.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Here's the 1-2. And Rasmus hits it high in the air and deep to right field. And you can kiss that one goodbye. Colby Rasmus off the DL goes yard. And the Astros lead it 1-0. Rasmus, his 13th of the year.
Well, not only popular in the clubhouse, popular with the Astros fans. Who needs a rehab assignment?
That's how you end an 0 for 23.
This is Steve Sparks ahead of the second game of this three-game series with the Texas Rangers. And my guest today, it's Colby Rasmus, who's back off the DL. Look like you're feeling great. I mean, you look like a different guy right now, Colby. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say. I feel good out there. It's a lot of fun. We weren't able to get him last night, but, you know, that's a tough ball club over there.
Yeah.
I felt good at the plate. AJ, man, he made some good pitches on us, you know, working his rhythm and you know, speeding up, slowing down, quick pitching, yeah. And the way he does things. And, you know, he's done that similar to us before when I was with Toronto, when he was with the A's. Mm-hmm. So it was tough to get a hold to him last night. But, yeah, I feel good. Body feels good. Responding well to getting back into the games. Just hope that, you know, continue to try to get better.
Is there any psychological edge you feel like the Rangers have over you guys, or do you feel like you're able to come out here every game and feel like it's a fresh start?
Well, I feel like we do a pretty good job of that, coming out thinking that it's a fresh start. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the game has a way of letting you know pretty quick what's going on. And now, who was once over here, now with the Rangers, Carlos Gomez over there getting hits and popping up and cutting up and having a good time, which is good to see for Carlos. You know, he's good people. But things like that are just happening, you know, with him over there. And over here it was a little bit different. So, you know, that's baseball. But, yeah, it's tough. They got our number. Whatever reason it is, I don't know.
How fun is it for this team to be in the pennant race again? I mean, you got a chance to go to the playoffs again, and these are exciting games, and that's what you come to play as a major leaguer, is to play important games in September.
Man, that's why I wanted to come back and be an Astro, to have a chance to be in a spot like this. Mm-hmm. I know I haven't played as well as some people have wanted, and I know I'm harder on myself than anybody. I haven't played as well as I wanted to play with some of the things I've been dealing with, but you know, that's life. But I wanted to be back here to be in a position like this. So, you know, hopefully we can take advantage of it. We got these next two games here. Going to Cleveland is going to be tough. You know, they played us well at our place last time. We went 18 innings or however long it was.
Yeah, 16. Yeah.
16. Felt like 18. But yeah, it was. You know, it's going to be tough. You know, this ain't an easy stretch. Oh, everybody's tired, everybody's beat up, so is everybody on the other side. So we got to continue just to try to figure out what we can do as players, as a team, to try to glue this thing together, to hold, you know, to right the ship, to try to just push across some wins here over the next little bit. Hopefully we can get out there today and get these guys early, get on them, and then, you know, tomorrow's going to be tough. Obviously we got Yu Darvish on the mound tomorrow, so we you know, we got to do what we can. There's no excuses, no blame game, no none of that. It's on us here in this clubhouse to get it done, and we just got to continue to strive to win.
Last thing with you, Colby, college football. This is game day today, and Auburn's playing. You're from Alabama. You're a big Auburn fan. They play Clemson. Very tough game to start off the season. What are you expecting out of the Tigers?
Man, I'm just hoping we put a better showing than last year. You know, I hyped us up a lot last year with Jeremy Johnson. Thought he was going to be our saving grace and put us over the top, and that wasn't the case. So this year I'm a little more quiet. Last year I was a little more vocal, popping off at the gum a little bit because I thought that I was, you know, going to have something to back that up. But this year I'm a little more sitting back and just going to watch and see how it goes. But Clemson's a good ball club. You know, everybody knows what they got. You know, love college football, man. I can't wait to get to watching the games. Going to the Alabama-USC game tonight. Yeah. Got some family in town, a big Alabama fan, so I'm going to go in my neutral colors and enjoy the game.
There you go.
you know, I can't be wearing no crimson and white. That's against my religion.
Kobe Rasmus, hey, first of all, it's great to have you back, man. It's always great when you're in the lineup. You bring a special presence to this lineup. So it's great to have you back, and continued success, and let's tear them up the next two.
Yeah, thanks, Parky.
Back with more Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On this day in 1999, the Astros were in first place with a record of 80-56. The Reds were just 2.5 games back. We gained a game on Cincinnati by beating the Expos that day. Then we won the next 11 games to set a team record with 12 consecutive wins. The first 7 victories came on the road and the last 5 in the Dome. That should have given us a comfortable lead, but the Reds went 10-2 during that stretch and were still in hot pursuit. I can still recall how frustrating it was. We just couldn't shake them. At least it was relatively easy to manage during the streak as we outscored our opponents 89-31. But the Reds kept charging, finishing with 96 wins. But we won our 97th on the last day of the season to win the division.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros bench coach Trey Hillman. And Trey, growing up here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, grew up with this Texas Rangers team. You remember when they moved here from D.C., came to Arlington in 1972 when you were 9 years old. What was that moment like for you, just, you know, finding out, hey, there was going to be a Major League Baseball team right in your backyard?
Yeah, it was really exciting. I grew up only a couple of miles from here, so it was very exciting. We were a sports-minded family, me and my two sisters, and Dad was a coach and then became a principal. And he actually worked, was one of the original workers out at Arlington Stadium at that time. He had the third base ticket booth, so I'd come out here and soak up the atmosphere with him as much as I could.
So your dad worked here at the ballpark, so were you one of those kids who was out early trying to get autographs, trying to talk to the players?
You know, I wasn't so much worried about, I definitely wanted to talk to the players. I wasn't too much worried about autographs. I wanted to get to know the players. I wanted to try to bond with them as much as I could, and I was the only kid in the ballpark at that time because the gates weren't open. I was lucky. My dad worked at the ballpark, and I quickly got acclimated with an overhang that I could look over to see when the players actually pulled in to the parking lot. So as soon as they pulled into the parking lot, I thought it was going to be like Superman. They were going to walk through that door and come out in the dugout in their uniform. So as soon as they started pulling into the parking lot, I would sprint down to the dugout and wait very impatiently until they came out for stretch.
Who were some of the first players you remember, you know, just getting a chance to know, getting a chance to talk to? Any particular players stand out as being really nice to you as a youngster?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Big Frank Howard, Toby Hera, Hargrove, Kenny Suarez as a catcher, Jeff Burrows as an outfielder.
Sure.
A little Pepe Tovar, Horacio Pena, Paul Lindblad, Joe Levito. I remember a lot of the guys from those teams, but mostly, you know, I don't remember a whole lot about their play as much as I do about just having an opportunity to have conversations with them as a little kid and them get me acclimated with the ragging of being at the ballpark and the kidding around and just the camaraderie that they had with each other. It was a great atmosphere to grow up in.
Did you get to know any of those guys later on, your years in the game, minor league manager, coaching, and that sort of thing? Did you get to know some of those guys later on and tell them, hey, I was that little kid that used to talk to you at Rangers games?
Yeah, ironically, I ended up doing a couple of fantasy camps with Toby Hera, and mm-hmm. Toby was one of my heroes growing up, and actually became pretty good friends with him back during my Yankee days and when I was living in Florida during the off season and doing fantasy camps. We did a couple fantasy camps together. And then during my time as a player in the minor leagues with the Cleveland Indians, I actually played for Mike Hargrove. So that was quite interesting how the paths crossed, you know, when they were young major league players and I was a little runny-nosed kid out at the ballpark getting in their way and probably, most probably bugging them a lot. To actually get to play for Mike and then do some work with Toby.
Do you think that that experience, getting a chance to be around a major league team on a regular basis and getting to know some of these players a little more than just by what the back of their baseball card says, you think that helped lead you to the path you are now, not only playing professionally for a few years, but also working in the minor leagues and the major leagues as a coach and a manager?
Yeah, I think so. You know, that was part of my foundation. I wanted to be a major league baseball player before the Rangers ever came. I just always loved baseball so much. That just fueled my passion, getting the experience at Arlington Stadium. But to be able to draw from that and getting to do what I do now and what I've gotten to do with my baseball experience as a job, it helps me reflect on especially how important it is to spend the time with the kids at the ballpark when you can at work, because it was so impressionable on me. And hopefully we can share some of that joy with some of the young fans with what we get to do.
Trey Hillman, Astros bench coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Pitch your questions to the booth. Email your questions to radio@astros.com. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks fielding your baseball questions. Radio@astros.com.